Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Makot, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the 15th and 16th and final Mishnayot in the third and final parak of Masachet Makot. That's right, in this podcast we will be, in Yirtzeh Hashem, completing our study of Masachet Makot. Kol Chayavei Kretot Shelaku, anyone who was Chayav Karet and then got Makot, Nifteru Yidei Kretatam, exempt them from their karet. Shenemar nikla achicha leinecha. In the warning against overhitting, we're told, and your brother will be disgraced in front of you. Meaning kishalaka harioke achicha. Once he gets a makot, he is a brother. Meaning karet is lifted. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. That's Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel's position. We'll see a machloket amorim whether or not we accept this position. Parenthetical. I'll discuss this in the Gemara, but it led to the biggest machloket in the 16th century. This particular position. Chanan ben Gamliel, ma im ha over avira achat, notal nafsho aleha, if somebody who violates one law could give up his soul for that, ha ose mitzvah achat, alachat kam vachamish ten lo nafsho. So certainly if somebody does a mitzvah, how much more so he will gain his soul. There are those who read this as being a comment about the makot, meaning if he accepts the one mitzvah of getting makot, he'll get his soul restored to him, or just a comment on the fact that God is always more generous with reward than with punishment. Rav Shimon Omer, in Kamohu Lamed, you understand this from the text itself. Shinamar, v'nechutu anafashot ha'osot, in the context of our arayot, it says, the people who do this will be cut off. V'omer, in the same paragraph, it says, asher asel tam adam v'chai b'hem, that a person should do this and live. Meaning, ha'kol ha'yoshev lo aver avera, noten lo schar kosei mitzvah. Meaning, if you just sit and don't do these arayot, then you get a reward as if you did a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Berebi Omer, Harehu Omer, Rak Chazak Lutiachol Adam, Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. Be very, very strong. Restrain yourself against eating blood, because blood is the life force. Ma Im Adam Shenafshoslam Katzimenu, blood, which people get disgusted by, Haparshmenu Makabal Schar, but if you avoid it, you get a schar for avoiding it. Gezel Varayot, theft and sexual immorality, Shenafshoslam Velahim Machamdatan, that a person desires and lusts for, Parshman on Achad Kam Vachamashi is Kelo Dorotav, Dorotorotav, at Sof Kol Dorot. Certainly he will give merit to himself and to his children forever, great merit for restraining himself from that. The final Mishnah is a very famous one, Mechanan Mekashia. Omer, a different Mechanan than we had earlier in the Perek. We had Mechanan Mechachinoi in this Perek. We had Mechanan ben Gamliel in the previous Mishnah. Mechanan Mekashia Omer, Hashem wanted to give us merit, therefore he gave us lots of mitzvot. In order to increase his tzedek, he gave lots of Torah. And the idea is there's lots of mitzvot and lots of opportunities for us to get a schar just by sitting and not violating things. Right now I'm not wearing shatnez. I get a schar for not wearing shatnez. Right now I'm not killing anybody. I get a reward for that. Perhaps, and it has to be put into the right context, maybe I only have to be put in a position where such a thing is possible, and I restrain. Amar Yochanan, Chalukin Olav Chavir Avar Mechanan Megamliel. So this position, Mechanan Megamliel, that if you were Chayav Karet, you're exempted from it by getting Makot, Rabbi Yochanan maintains his colleagues disagreed with him. Rav Bar-Ahav, meaning they didn't accept this position. Rav Bar-Ahav, Amar Beirav, and Beirav, they said, Taninan, Ein ben Shabbat liyom Kippurim el shezez dono b'di adam shezez dono b'yikaret. And the famous Ein Bains in the first chapter of Masachet Megillah, the only difference in Shabbat and Yom Kippur is that if you violate Shabbat intentionally, you're punished by people. If you violate Yom Kippur intentionally, you're punished by karet, by Hashem. V'imita idi v'idi b'di adam hu. Then if you're right, Rav Gamliel, that you get makot for everything you get karet for, then in both cases you're punished by people. So that seems to support Rabbi Yochanan's contention that Rabbi Chanan Gamliel's position is rejected. Nachman Omer, no. Haman Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe that Mishnah in Megillah is authored by Rabbi Yitzchak, who we saw at the beginning of our parak. Damar Malkut B'chavi Karet Leiko. There are no Makot for somebody who's Chayav Karet. It's only for Lavim alone. Tanu Rechen Yitzchak Omer, Chayav Karet B'chlalayu, V'lamei Yatzad Karet B'choto, L'dinom B'karet V'lob Makot. We saw this position already. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanon. You could even say the Rabbanon of the authors, not Rabbi Yitzchak, I mean Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel, could agree with the Mishnah in Megillah. Ze'ikars don't know b'dei Adam, ze'ikars don't know b'dei Shemayim. And the way they'd explain the Mishnah is, and this is Sugya shows up in Megillah there, is that the main punishment for Shabbat is b'dei Adam, and the main punishment for Yom Kippur, for violating Yom Kippur and doing Malacha Yom Kippur, is b'dei Shemayim. But of course, you may also get Makot. Marada Barava Marav, Halacha Kira Bachar Megamliel. And now Marada Barava quotes Rav. He did that before in presenting the problem. Now he says the Halacha is like Rachar Megamliel. So Rav Yosef, Man Salik La'ilav Atav Amar. Rav Yosef asks the question, how does anybody know who went to Shemayim to find out if they crossed off the Karet list, all the people got Makot? So Amar Abaye, Abaye is Talmud, he turns to him and says, Alahadim Rav Yishuban Levi Shtoshat Vayim Asu Beit Din Shemayat Avizkim Beit Din Shemala Yadam. There's three things that the earthly Beit Din decreed, and the heavenly Beit Din agreed with, Man Salik La'ilav Atav Amar, who came from Shemayim and told us that the heavenly Beit Din agreed? Alakrai Kadashin, and the answer is we, Darshim Psukim, we'll see that in a minute. Achanami Krai Kadashin, the same thing with the Karet. Nikla Achicha Le'enecha. We Darshin is a Pasuk that means that he's your Achicha. And Beit Din Shamala forgives him the Karet. Okay, before we get to the three things, just a comment as I promised in the Mishnah. In the end of the 15th and beginning of the 16th century, there was a stream of Jews, mainly the 16th century, who were coming to Tzfat. And they came with a particular request. And the request was they wanted to that the Chachmei Tzfat should form a Beit Din where they could give Makot. And the reason was these are people who had formally accepted Christian Catholicism under the eye of the Inquisition. And they never intended to, but they publicly accepted it. And so they ran away and they made their way across the northern Mediterranean through Italy and through Rhodes and through Turkey and ultimately to Eretz Yisrael. They were what you might refer to as conversos, and they wanted to do tshuva, and they felt that the only way that they could be forgiven for the karet of doing avodah zarah was by getting makot based on this piece. And immediately, the Chachmei Tzfat, led by Maharib Beirav, and along with Rabbi Yosef Karo, investigated the issue, and Maharib Beirav issued a ruling based on the Rambam in Hilchot Sanhedrin that said that Yir'el Li, the Rambam says, it seems to me that even though smicha, which is necessary for a Beit Din to be able to give makot, even though smicha was interrupted, if all of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael would agree to give smicha to somebody, it could be regenerated. And so they tried to regenerate it so that Rabbi Yosef Karo would be a musmach, and then he'd be able to give smicha to others, and the Beit Din could give makot. This raised the ire of Levi ben Chaviv, the Marhabach, who was the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, and in his tshuvot, much of the ink is dedicated to his response and his negation of this position. And in the end, nothing came of it. But it was a very, very big machloket between Chachmei Tzfat and Chachmei Yerushalayim during the first part of the 16th century. Okay, back to our Gemara Gufa. Amar b'shuman Levi shloshad v'masu beitin shamad v'skid beitin shamal ayadam. Three things the earthly beitin did and the heavenly beitin supported. What are the Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah of Megillah, made up by the rabbis? Sheilat Shalom B'Shem, to greet somebody B'Shem Hashem, which may mean the permission to do it, or maybe the obligation to do it, as we saw in the last Mishnah in Brachot. Vavat Maaser, and bringing Maaser, Maaser Rishon, instead of giving it to Levim, bringing it to Shalayim, and having the Levim and Kohanim divide it, as a knas that Ezra made against the Levim for not making Aliyah. Mikra Megillah, what was that? Tichtiv, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYudim. That's the pasuk at the end of Esther. And the idea is kimu lamala mashikibul lamata, what we here on earth accepted, they fulfilled and supported, they validated. Shilat shalom, what's that? Tichtiv, neboaz vam beit lechem, vayomru lo kotsim adonai machem, vayomru lo yivarcha adonai. So he greeted his harvesters, and they greeted him back, b'shem Hashem. Vayomer adonai machag gibor chayil. When the malach met Gidon, he greeted him, b'shem Hashem. My vayomer, why do I need the second pasuk? Vachitem, neboaz hu da'avin midate, maybe Boaz did it on his own. Maybe it was Mishmai Lo Iskimo Yado. Maybe he doesn't have heavenly support. Toshma V'Yomer Adonai M'chag Gibor Chayil. That's why we have the Malach doing it. The Malach greets him that way. That's certainly heavenly support. Hava'at Ma'aser. What's that? Tichtiv. Avir Kol Ma'aser Beit Ha'atzav Yina Na'atev Be'Veti. V'chanin Na'bazot Amar Adonai Tzot Amar Lov Tach Lachem Et Arbot Hashmaim. V'kotil Lachem Brachad B'lidai. Which means God says, if you bring the Ma'aser to Yerushalayim, as Ezra ordained, this is in Malachi, so it's right around the period of Ezra, then I will give you a bracha ad bli dai. What's ad bli dai? Famous Drasham Rav. Ad shivlu siftotechem lomar dai. Your lips will become worn out for saying enough. You're going to get so much, you'll keep asking me to stop. And the idea is that in Shemayim, from Shemayim, they're giving a bracha, supports the idea that bringing the Maser to Yerushalayim is the proper move. Amar Balazar, Begimel Mekomot Tofia Ruach HaKodesh. There's three places in Tanakh where Ruach HaKodesh appeared in a Beit Din. Beit Din Oshel Shem Ben Noach, Beit Din Oshel Shmuel HaRamati, Shmuel Ben Avi, and Beit Din Oshel Shlomo. What happened? Dichtiv vayaker Yehuda vayomer tzad kamini. This is Tamar, who, according to the Midrash, was Shem's daughter. Vayaker Yehuda vayomer tzad kamini. That Yehuda admitted that Tamar was more righteous than he when he was about to have her killed. Menayada, how did he know? In other words, maybe she was really a prostitute. Maybe she had sex with somebody else. Maybe he wasn't the father. Meaning, tzadka mimeni, meaning the bat kol said, I was the one who arranged all of this. Okay, so the Ruach HaKodesh appeared. Veitino shel Shmuel. Tichtiv, hinini anuvi neged Adonai v'negem nishicho, at Shor Milakachtav, etc., where Shmuel gets up before he's about to publicly announce Shaul as the king or crown him, and he says, and this is imitating very much based on the way that Moshe spoke during the rebellion of Korach, did I abuse my position at all? Vayomer lo ashaktanu v'lo atzotanu. No, you didn't abuse it. Vayomer eid Adonai v'chem v'eid Meshicho. Hashem and his anointed one Shaul are witnesses that you were saying this. You found nothing wrong with me. Vayomer aid. Vayomer, vayomerum v'aleid. It should be, they said. What is vayomer? It's, he said. So I call vayomra, ani aid b'davar zeh. The bat kol came out and said, I am the witness. Beitino shel Shlomo was that dichtiv, in the famous case of the baby and the two prostitutes, vayomer melech vayomer tunu la tayilu rachai, v'medlu tumitu, kihi imo. Give it to this woman, the one who said, spare him and don't cut him in half. She's the real mother. Menayada, how did he know? Dilma Arumi Marma, maybe she was playing a trick. Yes, Abakovi Amra, Ani Aid Badavarze. I will testify, sorry, it's Okamra, he imo. The Batko came out and said, this is the real mother. Okay, so Amarava Mimai, who says? Dilma Yehuda, let's go take case by case. In the case of Yehuda, came in a chashiv, yarchiv, yomi, vitrami, he made a cheshbon of how long it was since he had visited that woman, and he made the cheshbon, the chazinim, chazkinan. He saw that she was pregnant. So we say, the chazai, I know I was there, so it's, I assume it's me. Dilma chazinim, chazkinan. I can't make up that some other guy might have been there. Shmuel nami, kulu Yisrael, karilu, b'loshen echidi. In the case of Vayomer Eid, it was all of Am Yisrael. It's called Lashon Yechid Dichtiv Yisrael Nosha Ba'Adonai. Yisrael is saved by Hashem in the singular. And all over Tanakh we have that. Shlomo Nami, Vidaha Kamarachtama, Vahalo Kamarachtama, from the fact that this woman has Rachamim, and this woman doesn't, knows the one who has Rachamim, says, don't cut him in half, that's the real mother. Ella Gamor, the answer is, the Psukim are not the source. We had a tradition that the Ruach HaKodesh appeared in these three Batei Din, in these three cases. Okay, this is a very, very famous drashat. The Rashi Rabbi Simloi. Sheish miot u'shloshet mitzvot nemru la Moshe. Moshe got 613 mitzvot. By the way, this is the only place in Shas where this number shows up. And at no point does Rabbi Simlai or anybody else here make a reckoning of what the mitzvot are. That starts in the 7th and the 9th century, really, with Rav Shimon Kaira and the Bahag, and later turned into an entire literature of Minyan mitzvot. The Rambam is most famous in Sefer HaChinuch, but you also have the Tashbetz, and you have Rav Sadia Gaon, and you have Sefer Yireim, lots and lots of Sfarim from the late Middle Ages that deal with Minyan HaMitzvot. The High Middle Ages and Late Middle Ages that deal with Minyan HaMitzvot. And, of course, the Ramban's famous critique of the Rambam. And it's a very interesting literature in of its own. It all starts here. 365 Lavin K'minyan HaMot HaMad, 365 Lavin, corresponding to the solar year. My time, Rabbi Mishmona Aseh, K'negad Rav Shal Adam, 248 corresponding to the limbs of a person. Now, that doesn't mean that the numbers are created for that, but just a way to remember them. And remember, in rabbinic anatomy, you have 248 limbs. Medical friends tell me that it's very hard to identify what those 248 are. I'm Rav Hamnuna, Mikra. What's the support for this idea? Torah Tzivalana Moshe. Moshe commanded us Torah. Torah Begimatria Shitmi Avachad Sarayavu. Torah adds up to 611. And Anochi V'lo Yelacham Piag Manum. But those two Dibrot, we didn't hear from Moshe, we heard from Hashem. Anochi lo yelecha, those are the two Dibrot that are, God speaks to us in the first person and we're in the second person. The rest, God is in the third person. Lo yelecha, lo tisa etshem Hashem alakach al hashav, etc. And so therefore, the first two we heard from Hashem, Torah tzivah lana Moshe, Moshe commanded us 611. Now, Ba David v'midan al achadesrei. What did David do? David came along and took these 613 and collated them or compacted them into 11 principles. Dichtiv mizmor le David. It's a beautiful parak. Adonai miyagur bo'olecha miyashkon v'har kochecha. And he lists 11 principles. On the page, I underline them in groups. Holech tamim, he walks with purity. Poel tzedek, v'dover amed b'vavo, those three. Lo agal al lishono, osal rei ro'ava, chepal anosal korvo, another three. That's six. Nivzev ve'inav nim'as, v'tira adonai chabed. Somebody is disgraced in his eyes is a bad person. He honors those who fear Hashem. Nishpal arav lo yamir, he takes an oath, even if it's to hurt him, he doesn't switch it. He didn't lend money with interest, and he did not take bribery to hurt an innocent person. Okay, now let's see what these mean. Holech tamim, Zavram. It's a reference to Avraham. Now this is not following Rav Simlai's drasha. This is taking another drasha on it, because Rav Simlai, his idea was that David took the 613 and compacted them into 11. Here we're going to hear drashot about these 11. That's Avram Dichtiv. He talech lefanai ve'yetamim. Be wholehearted. Poel tzedek. What's that? Kigon Abba Chilkiyahu. And Rashi here quotes the story about Abba Chilkiyahu. Rashi does not quote the story about Abba Chilkiyahu. So there's a story. There's evidently a story about him. Rav Safra, the famous story about Rav Safra, that he was, that Rav Rashi quotes from the She'iltot, that he had in mind to sell something to somebody, and the person came up to him during Kriyat Shema, and he kept signaling him to, that he would get back to him, and he had intended to accept the price. The fellow kept raising the, what he would pay, because he thought Rav Safra was negotiating with him. And when he finished Kriyat Shema, he said, I'm only gonna take the money from you that I originally agreed to. Lo ragal al lishono, ze Yaakov Avinu. Right, Dichtiv, I don't want to lie to my father, because he didn't lie. What's that? He doesn't interfere with the other person's business. What's that? That's somebody who keeps his relatives close and treats them nicely. What's that? He degraded his father, who did Avodah Zarah. Achaz. The king, when he saw Talmid Chacham, he would greet him and honor him, etc. What's that? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, if I say, a person takes an oath, it'll be a fasting until he comes home, and then even though that's a difficult thing for him, he maintains it. Kaspol anatan b'neshach, afilu b'ribit oved kochavim. He won't even lend to a non-Jew with ribit. The famous passage in Tanur Eliyahu, you should be careful not to do those things, even to non-Jews, which are permissible, that you can't do Jews, because it becomes a habit of yours. V'shochar al kilokach, what's that going on? V'shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. And Rashi points out that his sharecropper used to bring him his own stuff, and he didn't want to he recused himself from being a judge in that case, because he felt that even though the sharecropper owed him the stuff, he brought it a little early, that was shochad, so any sort of shochad whatsoever. Now, Ketiv, I'll say the Olam, now look back at the parak, it says anybody who does these things will never fall. Gamliel would weep when he got there. Aman David lehulakulu od lo yimot. So only if somebody does all these things, he won't fall. Hachad min ha'yimot, if he does just some of these things, he will fall. Amrulei miktiv osei kolei. It doesn't say if he does all these things. Osei elektiv. So if he does these things, if you do any one of these things, you're a great guy and you won't fall. We have another pasuk. Al titamu b'chol eile. Do not become defiled with all of these, meaning the arayot. It's only if you become tummy with all of these things. Eile means any of these. So therefore, if you do any of these things, you lo yimot le'olam. So that was David. David made them 11. By Yishayahu v'midan al sheish. Yishayahu came and compacted them in the six principles. Dichtiv, holech tzedakot, Dover Sharim, Moes Bebetza, Mashakot, Noer Kapav Mitmoch Beshochad, Otem ozno mishmo adamim, veotzem enav merot pera. So he, let's see what this means. Olech tzlakot ze Avram Avinu again. Dechtiv, him anashay tzavet panav edol, man, derach Hashem lasot tzlaka umishpat. Dover meisharim, what's that? Zesh eino maknit pnei chaver barabim. If he does not embarrass or get contrary with somebody publicly. Mo'es b'vetza mashakot, v'zeg meshmo b'rab elisha. No air kapav mitmoch b'shochad, going to reshmo b'rabiosi, as we had earlier with the shochad. He won't hear somebody insulting a Talmid Chacham and be silent about it. Women who are standing at the laundry and they expose themselves, person walks away and doesn't see that, he's voting. What does it say about that? He will live with the high people. So that's how Yishayahu took all of the mitzvot and put them into six. Micha famously put them into three. What does God want from you? Keep masot mishpat, doing justice, havat chesed, loving kindness. Walk humbly with God. Asot mishpat, what's that? Zadin. Havat chesed, zingur chesedim. Good. What's that? Zotzaat hamed v'chasar kala. To have proper treatment and chesed for the dead and for the weddings. Think about this. Things that aren't normally done quietly. You should do quietly and discreetly, even when it's collecting money for a kala or burying somebody. Things that should be done privately. Certainly should be done discreetly and not publicly. So Yishayahu, now remember Yishayahu and Micha were at the same time, so it's possible that Yishayahu was responding and made them into two principles. Shenemar, Kom Adonai, Shimu Mishpat, Vasut Staka. There we go. Ba'amos v'midan al-achad. Amos was at the same time, turned them into one principle. Shenemar, Kom Adonai v'et Yisrael, Dirshuni v'chiyu. Seek me out and live. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, Ema Dirshuni b'chol ha-Torah kula. Maybe seek me out means all of Torah. Halabach Chavakuk v'midan al-achad. Chavakuk famously came. He's in the next two generations of Nevi'im. Approximately 100 years later, Shenemar, Ufet Tzadik b'monato yichyeh. Tzadik will live by his faith. Yosef Hanina. That's the end of Rav Simloi's famous drasha. Arbag Zerot Gazar Moshe Rabbeinu al Yisrael. Moshe made four decrees against Yisrael. Ba'u arba'a Nevi'im bitlum. Four Nevi'im came along and canceled them. Moshe Amar, you see the connection here with what we just saw, is the Nevi'im sort of compacting and responding to Torah Moshe. Here's the first one. Moshe Amar, Reishkon Yisrael Betach Badan En Yaakov, Am Yisrael will live alone. Yaakov can't stop, he's too small. That Hashem has changed his mind about this. Okay? That's one. So Am Yisrael will live with other nations. Moshe Amar, when you go into exile, you have no comfort in the nations. Yisrael. That Yirmiyahu says, Am Yisrael will have some sort of rest, even in Galut. Moshe Amar, that's very famous. Moshe said, that Hashem visits the sins of the parents on the children. By Yechezkel Vitla, the entire parakut of Yechezkel is devoted to this idea that only the one who sins will die. Moshe Amar, when you go into exile, you'll be lost among the nations. By Yishev Amar, Shofar Gadol, the ones who are lost will come back. Rav said, I'm afraid of this pasuk, maybe about a 10 means that you're lost and you'll be gone forever. You're lost and somebody's looking for you. We had this earlier in the Masachet. Let me say for the cry. It was the end of the Pasuk was a frightened Rav. You'll be eaten up by the land of your enemies. It just means you'll be eaten up, meaning you'll be there. Kvar Megamliel now, the last two stories. And the connection here is, of course, what happens when you go into exile? So they were going on the way, they're going evidently to Rome to negotiate for something. There were 120 Roman miles away, and they heard the sound of Rome, all the excitement in Rome. They started weeping. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Why are you laughing? Why are you crying? These people are pagans. Yoshvim betach vashket, they're having a great life. Va'anu beit adom raglei Eloheinu saruf, and our, the house of our God is burned by esh, v'lo nivkeh, we shouldn't cry. He said, that's why I'm laughing. If this is what God gives those who violate his will and worship idols, think how much reward we have. This time they were coming to Yerushalayim. They came to Tzofim. It's called Tzofim because it's the first place when you're coming from the north that you can see the city. They all tore their clothes, by the way, including Rabbi Kiva. And by the way, during this period, the house was still standing. It wasn't raised to the ground. It was just an empty shell, and part of it was burned. Kevan shigiu lahar abayit, when they got to abayit, ra'u shual sheyatzam beit kodshei kodoshim. They saw the building that was the kodshei kodoshim, and a fox ran out, just like the pasuk in Eicha. Hitchilu ein bochin v'tim v'tzachek. Again, they wept, he cried, he laughed. Mamnei ma'atam v'tzachek, why are you laughing? Mamnei ma'atam bochim. He said to them, why are you weeping? Amrulo, makom shekatuv bo v'azar krev yumat, a place about which it says, Hazara Karev Yumat, meaning that if a stranger comes close, he'll die. And even David HaMelech comes into the Kodesh, he dies. Now you got foxes walking there, we shouldn't weep. He said, that's why I'm laughing. Tichtiv, I have the strange pasuk in Yeshaya. I'm going to call good witnesses, trustworthy witnesses. Chimanyan Uriah Itzel Zachariah, Uriah Mikdash Rishon, Zachariah Mikdash Sheni. The Zachariah that the referent here is the Zachariah Bayit Sheni. It's really different Zachariah, but that's what he's doing here midrashically. Falakatub Gumatoshal Zachariah Gumatoshal Uriah. Right, but Uriah Ktiv, and this is really Nicha. Achen Migalchem Tzion Tadet Techarish. Because of you, Tzion is going to be flattened like a field and plowed under. So the text in Yeshayahu was saying, I have trustworthy witnesses, Uriah, and later on Zachariah. And the idea is that once you see Uriah's prophecy coming true, you'll know Zechariah's will come true. But Zechariah Tiv, Od Yeshvu Zekim Zekanot Berchovot Yerushalayim, that beautiful prophecy, the children will play in the streets of Yerushalayim, that Baruch Hashem we have seen, merited to see fulfilled in our day. Ashen Kaman Nevoatol Shel Uriah, Hiti Mitarei Shem Elot Tekeim Nevoatol Shel Zechariah. Until I saw this terrible tragedy come true, I wasn't sure whether the other one would come true. And now I know that the vision of the streets of Yerushalayim being filled with old people who live a long life and with children playing in the streets will be fulfilled. And the response to him was, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, you have comforted us, you have indeed comforted us. Hadran alach masachet makot v'adrachalan, Baruch Hashem, we've successfully completed Masachah Makot. I just want to end with one little story about that last pasuk. I have a friend who's a teacher in Yerushalayim for many, many years, and in the day he used to have his students who would be studying at the seminaries and would go back to the States for a vacation for Pesach. He would have them bring back, when they came back, super balls and jump ropes, etc. And then he would take them and hand them out in the poor areas of Yerushalayim to kids and watch the kids play in the streets, and he would stand and weep. And in his house, he had that pasuk from Zechariah, still has it, written on the wall. Od yeshvu zekenim zekenot b'chavot Yerushalayim, ish mishanto v'yado mirov yamim, b'chavot ha'irim alu yiladim v'adot mesachakim b'chavoteha. He says, how it is that the Rambam never got a chance to see this fulfilled, Rabbi Kiva himself never got a chance to see this fulfilled, and we have a zocha to see this fulfilled, ashreinu matov chokenu. Shakoach to all of the lomdim who've together, we've studied Masachet Makot, completed our study of Masachet Makot. Mirtzah Hashem, we will begin Masachet Shavuot in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day. Shakoach to everybody. Yishar Chalchem La'oraita.